Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What would Major League Baseball do without the wild card races? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. What were once several close divisional races in both the American and National Leagues are now down to basically one in the NL Central, where Pittsburgh and St. Louis are virtually tied for first, with Cincinnati still holding out some hope. But just look at the other divisions, will you? The National League East and West have been over for months, with the Dodgers and Braves holding 10-game leads despite neither playing well of late. In the American League, the surprising Red Sox have opened up a massive margin on the fading Tampa Bay Rays, while Oakland is pulling away from the slumping Texas Rangers. Only in the AL Central, where Cleveland keeps dogging Detroit, is there any doubt about a divisional winner. In the good old days before the wild card was implemented, this would truly be a long, long time to the end of September, when the playoffs begin. Fortunately, there has been a wild card race or two to keep things hot, and now with two wild card berths for that do-or-die, one-game play-in, it has kept a half-dozen teams and their fans fully engaged. For example, the two National League wildcard teams are coming out of the Central, and either the Pirates or Cardinals will likely have to beat the Reds in order to make the best-of-five playoff round. So avoiding a treacherous one-and-done game will keep Pittsburgh and St. Louis scrapping through the last weekend of the regular season. In the American League, Boston and Oakland remain hot, and both are vying for home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. Right now, the Red Sox have a comfortable lead on the A's, and both go on the road for the last week of the schedule. Most interesting are the Indians coming up on the outside and will surely knock the Rays, the Orioles, or the Yankees out for that second wildcard spot. Manager Terry Francona's Tribe is playing far better than all the wildcard contenders and has the easiest schedule over the last 2 weeks. Would it not be a wonderful storyline if the Indians got in, won the wildcard game, and then had to go to Fenway Park to begin the playoffs? You remember how Francona was forced out of Boston after winning two World Series in Beantown. Most certainly, he does. This is Archansky. See ya.